Sit in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and listen very closely to the sound of my voice. Imagine that there is nothing but you and the sound, floating freely high above the earth. Now, as you listen, you will begin to relax. Every sound you hear relaxes you further. Just you and the sound. Your arms and legs feel heavy, very heavy, like lead. Every sound takes you deeper and deeper. Nothing can disturb you. Every muscle, every part of your body is relaxing further and further as you drift down deeper and deeper. You are floating away from the sound of my voice, but you can still hear it. Imagine you are riding down an escalator, slowly going down farther and farther into deep relaxation. It feels so good. Now, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0, and on every number you will go another level deeper, relaxing more completely on every count until I reach 0. On 0 you go twice as deep. Backwards from 5 to 0, deeper on every count, and on 0 twice as deep. 5. So relax. 4. 3. 2. Imagine that you are floating high above the earth, in deep space, looking out on the universe, floating free in space, uplifted and filled with awe, silently watching the movements of the stars. Standing on the moon, filled with thoughts of home. Earth so slowly turning, 20,000 years. You together on a starship of stone, living together, trying together, dying alone. Standing on the moon, filled with thoughts of home. Earth so slowly turning, 20,000 years, human hopes and fears are
this together on a starship of stone. Living together, trying together, dying alone.
is a sheep. Why can't we eat the baby? Because the baby was free. The gerbils ate the babies. Why can't we eat them? Why not? Come on, I'm sick of chicken. Let's act for the difference. All the baby does is cry all the time and stink. The baby smells like she wears pants all the time. And the bathroom smells of her stupid diapers. Why can't we just eat her and get rid of her? My gerbils did it. Why not? All she does is wake me up in the middle of the night. All you do is complain about how much it costs to feed an extra mouth. What we eat and we won't have to. Come on. Let's eat the baby.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. This is KBC at the Bit Slap, our weekly podcast from WFMU. And we started with Lothar and the Hand People and Space Hymn. Lothar was the theremin, by the way, in Lothar and the Hand People. There was no person named Lothar. It's a band formed in about 1965 in Denver. One of the first bands to rely on synthesizers and, of course, the theremin. I would recommend checking out their website. It's a lot of fun. LotharandTheHandPeople.com. Spell it out. They also have a page on MySpace. They were kind of on the periphery of the big music scene of the late 60s. The website will tell you this. They missed a lot of interesting opportunities because of just bad timing and bad luck. They could have been the superstar. They could have been the Jimi Hendrix that we talk about now. Who knows? And they were the, for example, they were the headline act of the Atlantic City Rock Festival, which was held 2 weeks before another festival you may have heard of called Woodstock. And I always thought that I saw them at the Fillmore, but I wasn't sure if it was just a bad memory or what, or a good memory, but it turns out they never played there, so I guess I must have been hallucinating again. After Lothar and the Hand People, we heard from Paulette Ray, real estate in Florida. No info on her, but I did find a real estate broker in the Seminole, Florida area called Paulette Ray Buckley. Coincidence? After that, the Happy Flowers and one of their patented romantic family ballads, Why Can't We Eat the Baby Like My Gerbils Did? Happy Flowers were John Beers and Charlie Kramer, better known as Mr. Horribly Charred Infant and Mr. Anus, from the Charlottesburg, Virginia area, spinoff from a band called The Landlords. Their first song was something called Mom, I Gave the Cat Some Acid, and it sort of spiraled downward from there. Speaking of spiraling downwards, Jeremy Spencer and Linda, I'd like to send that out to my lovely wife, Gertrude. Still haven't figured out why we call her Linda. Spencer was Fleetwood Mac's first guitarist, along with Peter Green, and did a lot of the mean slide work that you heard in there in the early days. Later got tired of the whole music scene and wandered out one night in search of a bookstore in L.A. and never came back. He was recovered by the Children of God religious group, now they're called the Family International, and he remains with them today, a religious zealot. Not to be confused with Peter Green's problems, which were caused by good old drugs and schizophrenia. This song came from a solo album, Jeremy Spencer, recorded in 1970, which includes Mick Fleetwood, Mac, whatever his name is, and Danny Kirwan. Features a lot of parodies, for example, that Buddy Holly thing you just heard. All right, so we're here. And we're going to hang out here for another, 45 minutes or so. I suggest you enjoy yourself. Look up Lothar and the Hand People while you're listening. It's really cool. Anyway, I'll talk to you again in a few minutes.
I hear horses round my door. They say, they say, I've heard horses once before. They say, they say, I don't mind if dogs or cats sing off key in sharps or flats. But the one thing that I hate is horses, horses at my gate. I hear horses round my door. They say, they say, in days of yore, the horse was sort of traveling's main provision. The only horses I have ever seen were in movies and television. I fear neither man nor beast, nor fish nor fowl nor fire. I can't change horseshoes in the middle of a stream, but at least I can change a tire. I'm so glad the horses' days are through. I shiver every time that I use glue. I hear horses round my door. They say, they say, I've heard horses once before. They say, say. I don't mind if dogs or cats sing off-key in sharps or flats, but the one thing that I hate is horses, horses at my gate. I hear horses round my door. They say, they say,
an evening, sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked. Get out of it, nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hitting right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Put a land full of kangaroos and I'd like to take that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Alfred Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes, never thought of that.
Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go.
Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw.
Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor.
Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aid, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know. But I learned you to throw the boomerang, you know. First thing first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion, you know, you could be...
WABC! They're twisting in New York along the Great White Way to Radio 77. They're listening night and day, so twisted everybody to the records that they play.
Aye, aye, aye,
aloha, kani, kani, waine.
Aloha kani kani waine. Aloha kani kani waine.
Seta maine.
Ae ae ae.
Seta maine.
Ae ae ae.
Seta maine.
Ae ae ae.
Seta maine.
Kana kapila, kana kapila, kana kapila.
Up this record to bring you a special bulletin. Superfly is missing.
Good God.
We now take you to our on-the-spot reporter.
I have several witnesses here with me. Sir, when was the last time you saw Superfly?
It was the 3rd of September.
And you, sir, can you describe the suit Superfly was wearing?
Red, yellow, black, white, and brown.
And you, sir, Who was the last person Superfly was seen with?
Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones!
If we need you for any further information, can we call you?
Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
We take you now to Washington.
We're here at the White House. The president has an important announcement regarding Superfly. Mr. President, what seems to be the problem?
I got ants in my pants and I need to dance.
Just arriving at the White House is the man that will risk his neck for brother man. Chair, now that the president has called you into the case, what will you be doing?
Chasing women and drinking.
Mr. President, what is your opinion of Chair?
This cat Chef is a bad.
Shut your mouth. I see the president and Chair have gone into the White House.
What they do?
Mr. President, what are you and Chef doing in there?
Holding hands, making all kinds of plans.
Mr. President, why are you holding hands with Chef?
Would it be a falling in love?
I've just been handed a bulletin. Superfly was last seen
in Egypt and Israel too.
We take you back to our on-the-spot reporter.
I'm here with Freddy, who we believe knows the whereabouts of Superfly. Excuse me, Freddy. Wait a minute, what happened?
It is dead.
Freddy's dead.
That's what I said.
Oh, well, I have several other witnesses. Do you know where Superfly is?
We know, they know, and you know, and I know.
I don't know. How do you know?
Your best friend wrote and told me.
And just who is my best friend?
Superfly.
Attention, attention, this is Mission Control. We switch you immediately to our Hollywood correspondent.
Hello, everybody. I'm reporting from the first party ever held in outer space. Everybody is here, and I mean everybody. Old movie stars, statues, politicians, dead people, the works. Look, isn't that Lassie? Swell party, isn't it, Lassie?
I'm having a great time. Thanks.
Thank you. Gee, what a polite animal. Uh-oh, here comes Abraham Lincoln. Hi, Abe. Me too. She's a lovely dog. Thanks for being so honest. Oh, my goodness, look over there. It's the great Al Jolson.
Don't bother me now.
Why not, Al?
I'm having fun.
So you are. Looks good, too. Well, let's move away now and change the subject. Oh, maybe I can get a word with the Statue of Liberty. Excuse me, what brings you here, ma'am?
I'm with him.
Well, I hope the both of you have a very good time. Try the cheese dip. Looking for more people to talk to? Whoop! Excuse me, sir. Are you a celebrity?
No.
I didn't think so. You don't have that certain something. Uh-oh, there's Richard Chamberlain. Hello, Dick.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Dick. Always a pleasure. Well, time to be leaving. Let's say goodbye to Lassie.
I talked to you once already.
Indeed you did, and we were very grateful for it. See you all next year at another Party from Outer Space.
Going is too slow. Without
Well, things seem to have quieted down a bit. I'd like to remind you that you can contact me at KBC Radio at Hotmail if you have anything to say. We started that set off with Norman Temple, genius. That's what it says on the record label, and that was I Hear Horses. You want to find out something about him? Good luck, I tried. Following that, the one-hit wonder, The Boys and Timothy. Interesting story about that song. Written by Rupert Holmes at the age of 20. Wait, something's happening. Wait a minute. Oh, God, look out. All right. Let me try and tell this to you before everything falls apart. That song was written by Rupert Holmes when he was 20 years old. He knew that Scepter Records wouldn't promote The Boys, so he wrote a song deliberately controversial to get it banned and therefore create some buzz. And it actually got to number 17 on the Billboard charts. Scepter Records, of course, came to their defense and claimed it had nothing to do with a person being eaten, that it was actually a mule. The Boys lost a couple of members and became a group called the Dakota. Not more than one Dakota. One's enough. And you can find that on YouTube, actually. It's a pretty interesting little video. There's two of them, one by the Boys and one by the Squirrels. I'm sorry, one by Dakota. The song is later covered by the Squirrels. After that, Charlie Drake. Bob Boomerang Won't Come Back, which I believe has the distinction of being the last record produced by George Martin right before the Beatles came to town. Charlie Drake was known for stage and British TV. Kind of a big enough star. Died in 2006, and that was it for him. Following that, Kanaka Pila was the Continental Cousins. I had thought they were Hawaiian or something like that. Turns out they're from Belgium. That song is from 1961 from a compilation called Jungle Exotica. The Cousins were made up of brothers André and Guido van der Meerschout. I hope I'm doing them justice on that. And they were inspired by The Shadows. And of course, they were one of the first of that big Belgian invasion we had back in the 60s. Remember that? Yeah, it was about 20 minutes in 1962. After that, Mope de Mope by the Playboys. Couldn't tell you anything about them. That came off the Big Itch Volume 4 on Mr. Manicotti Records. And following that was Elvin Boyd, somebody else I can't tell you much about. And that was, of course, the tender ballad, I Love Lard. And that was pretty cool. And here they come again. Look out! Ah! Oh, there was somebody else. Okay, after that, Superfly meets Shaft. That was John and Ernest, but actually was written and produced by Dickie Goodman. Of course, Dickie Goodman, you know all about him. And that's from a single which I own. And the flip side is the that final Superfly, fly, repeated for 6 minutes or so. It's disgusting. Dickie Goodman, born in April of 1934, shot himself in the head November 6th of 1989. His son John took the wheel and makes records the same way today, and even wrote a book called The King of Novelty, in which he extols his own achievements. That's John, not Dickie. And then after that, Albert Brooks and the Party in Outer Space. Look out! Oh! Hey, that hurt! Put that away! That was The Party in Outer Space from Albert Brooks. Keep it down, guys. Albert was born, I believe, in Brooklyn, somewhere like that. He was born with the name of Albert Lawrence Einstein. His brother Bob Einstein, you may have heard of as Super Dave Osborne. Remember him? Think about it really hard. Had a couple of albums, did a lot of stand-up. His two albums, Comedy Minus One and A Star Is Bought, which got himself a Grammy. And did a lot of early films for Saturday Night Live. And, of course, his movies are famous, right? You've heard of his movies. And he lived with Linda Ronstadt for a while, which is why you managed to hear her in that. And then after that, Mr. Tex Cameron himself. What's a cowboy without his horse? I don't know. But anyway, I'm KBC, and I have more coming up for you. And if you're real good, it won't hurt you. Suspense. It's coming. Slowly. Glacier in theaters near you.
You gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. You wanna go out. Yeah! You gotta go out! You gotta go out if you wanna go.
Bring all the ham.
It's time to yam.
Bring all the ham.
Bring all the ham. It's time to yam.
Put the turkey, beef, and pork. I tail all of them up.
Bring all the ham. Bring all the ham. It's time to yam.
Christmas time is here. Everybody have to share.
Bring all the ham. Bring all the ham. Bring all the ham.
Greetings I send to you. Yeah, what I want you to do. Bring all the ham.
It's time to yam.
Bring all the ham.
Bring all the ham. It's time to yam.
It's time to yam. It's time to yam. Put the turkey, beef, and pork. I tail all of them up.
Bring all the ham. Bring all the ham. It's time to yam.
Bring all the whiskey, cognac, and Hennessy.
Bring all the ham. Bring all the ham. Bring all the ham.
With all that drink in my belly, now I want something salty. Bring all the ham.
It's time to yum.
Bring all the ham.
Bring all the ham. It's time to yum.
It's time to yum. It's time to yum. Put the turkey, beef, and pork. I eat all of them all.
on the ham, it's like a yam. Christmas in the country, in the city, everybody jump and be happy. This time only come once a year. This is time to share, everybody don't bring all the things up. Yes, alright, this is Christmas time. I want to see pastel and black cake and the homemade wine. Bring on the ham, it's like the yam. Bring on the ham, bring on the ham. It's time to yam, it's time to yam. I'm going by Angelique, Valerie, Susan, and Monique.
Bring on the ham, bring on the ham, bring on the ham.
All you know I love to eat, when you see me bring the meat.
Bring on the ham, bring on the ham, bring on the ham.
Bring on the ham, it's time to yam. Bring on the ham,
bring on the ham,
it's time to yam.
Bring all the ham, it's time to yam.
Christmas in the country, in the city, everybody jump and be happy. This time only come once a year, preacher man is here. Come on down now, let's celebrate. It's no time to hesitate. Raga, soca, parang, Christmas style. Keep your rocking all the while.
I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I said dead than wet my bed. Rather be gone than carry on. I'd rather go away than feel this way.
would rather be there, where you haven't got a care, and you're better off dead, though it doesn't seem fair.
If I was a man, if I, Make a wish, Mrs. Fish. It's the sound of the hound in the pound. Wild girl takes me to the racetrack, makes me hear the cars go round and around. And I don't know what stops metaphysics, but the drinking put him under the ground. Bob Brain and bowling for truth, and lose hour of the duck. Diane says Pat says nothing, thinks that Carson's a must. Religious pleasure is synthetic, checkouts need thunder shine. Have psychic surgery with Stacey Oak for 5-5-5. Stan and Dave and KBC, Owen, Ray, Franks and Ricks. Val and Chris, abductual kind is where I get my kicks. FMU, FMU, the station for the few. Thematically inclined, gives us peace of mind. 91.1, 10 times as much fun. It's commercial garbage stations across this great nation. Pull up and make a wage, come down on that ledge. You're standing too close to the edge. John Glenn Jones, John Sloan, Terry Moore. Power 95 is Jive, Eddie Duffy's a four. Gerald Selig, Matt and Grace, Lila and Bill Kelly. QXR's pretentious, Kiss FM to Smelly. Dave the Garden and Jeff Sals, now Adams, Grace and Matt. FMU gives you the radio, us all is where it's at. The station for the few, fanatically inclined, gives us peace of mind. 91.1, 10 times as much fun as commercial garbage stations across the great nation. Call up and make a pledge, come down off that ledge. You're standing too close to the edge.
This is a talking green beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, screaming Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Now the other day it was cold and wet, and I was riding around in Daddy's Corvette, and I heard the DJ say, "You bet, here's the ballad of the Green Berets." Dug it. It had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Well, by and by we decided to park and on in the house to watch Dick Clark, and I got there in time to hear Dick say, "Here's the ballad of the Green Beret." Nobody was dancing. Marching around the floor waving flags. Eating apple pie. Trading pictures of their mom. kind of a North Vietnamese boogaloo. I was reading the paper the very next day, see what Spiro Agnew had to say. Said, if you don't dig the ballad of the Green Beret, well, there's only one thing I can say. You must be one of them long-haired, dope-smoking, avatar-reading, living in the common, unwashed, hippie Marxist. I wrote him a letter. Said, dear Spiro, I dug it. Had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Same as your IQ. That's a fact. Asked the man there for a record contract. Said, you gotta sing patriotic songs. Your bum sang a blowing in the wind and we shall overcome. He said, hey man, those aren't patriotic. Don't you want your songs to be popular? I said, sure. So he lit up another cigar and said, well, kid, you gotta write records people can march to, you know. Nobody's gonna buy records that can't march to them. I said, oh yeah, what in hell were they doing in Chicago, friend? Well, I gave up trying to be a star. Figured I'll probably never get too far. So I called my girl up today. Said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret. Be a big star. Gave me a 12-string rifle. 32 caliber auto hard. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head said, come here, boy. I'm gonna teach you how to kill.
Guess what? It's me again. I won't be long. Started that set with You Gotta Go Ow from the Goons. Don't get me started on the Goons, but you're gonna go ow if you don't watch out for that tree. Please, people, you gotta walk carefully with these damn things stuck in your head. I see you guys stumbling around there on the streets with these damn iPods. You kids, I'm telling you. The doctor and I have spent many hours talking about my guilt of making people walk into trees and cars and falling into sewers. This hurts me more than it hurts you, so please, walk carefully. Where was I? The Goons. Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Harry Secom. Also Michael Benteen. A radio show in Britain created by Spike Milligan. Ran about a half an hour a week for 238 episodes, plus 12 specials. I could fill you with goons from now until St. Swithin's Day. Unless today is St. Swithin's Day, in which case let's make it next St. Swithin's Day. I don't even know when St. Swithin's Day is. Following that, a Christmas song, snuck one up on you again. Bring On De Ham was the preacher. Barnett Henry was his real name. He's from Point Fort in Trinidad, an oil place. Got that when I was on a cruise in St. Thomas. Harang Soka Christmas Volume 3, which I think I paid a dollar for in one of those little tourist traps. I got one over on them. One of the best investments I ever made. Truly. I'm talking about the cruise, not necessarily the CD. After that, Harry Nilsson, I'd Rather Be Dead Than Wet My Bed, featuring the senior citizens of the Stepney and Pinner Choir Club, number 6 in London, from the album Son of Schmielsen, which as far as I know is the only album out there that has its own commercial with it. Harry was born Harry Edward Nilsson III in Brooklyn. He got to be good friends with the Beatles and all that. Bought himself a house in London, which is exactly the spot where Mama Cass and Keith Moon both died, which upset Harry so much he sold the house to Pete Townsend. Harry died in 1994 after making some tracks for what would be his last album, had a heart attack. After that, the Cattle Prod, When I'm Dead, no information about them available. After that, If I Was a Man, from Me, Myself, and I, no information welcome about them. The less we know, the better. You heard his mom at the end coming in telling him to knock it off. And then Tony Brower, Make a Wish, which is the FMU song. And I want to thank Tony profusely for including me in his little song. I've never been in anybody's song before. Don't expect to ever again. So Tony, wherever you are, if you're listening, I have a firstborn here with your name on it. Come get him. He's getting old. He's like 15 years old now. Starting to drive. And then Jamie Brockett, Talking Green Beret, new Super Yellow, Hydraulic Banana, Teeny Bopper Blues from the same album as Titanic. And that's it for now. We'll be back next week. Once again, I want you to walk carefully. Watch where you're going. I'll be back next week. Once again, it's KBC Radio at Hotmail. If you have any questions, comments, problems, solutions, recipes, humorous anecdotes, whatever you got, let me know. One more for you. Good luck with it. I'll see you later. Behave. Watch where you're going.
Walkman in the middle of the street, the middle of the street, the middle of the street. Don't listen to your Walkman in the middle of the street, or a truck will come up and knock you off your feet. Ba-dum, bop, bop, bop. Don't listen to your Walkman on a railroad track, a railroad track, a railroad track. Don't listen to your Walkman on a railroad track, or a train'll come up and smack you on the back. Ba-dop, bop, bop, bop. Don't listen to your Walkman on a runway, a runway, a runway. Don't listen to your Walkman on a runway, or you'll get landed on by a TWA.